You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, be at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action, excitement every game. Secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Let's bring in our producer, Jason Gibbs. Time for the Friday forecast. Gibbs!
What up?
Number one.
Question number one today, guys. Realistically, who should the Browns' number one target be when free agency starts on Tuesday?
I think I just said it in the last segment, but I'm going with Hughes. There's no realistic about it. We have some of the most cap space available. Pick your target and go get them.
Nathan started this yesterday with the whole Jeremy Maclin and why it makes sense. So I'm going to say Jeremy Maclin, and the reason why is as we figure out this quarterback situation and points and offense is now becoming the staple in the National Football League, I'd love to have a lockdown number one wide receiver for the next 5 years.
I'll say Maclin as well. I think that this draft it will allow them to get a number two receiver. So that would be my top target. But to me, it's whoever they feel is going to be the best and biggest impact player, whether it be an outside linebacker, on the line, tight end, or wide receiver. That's it. That's it.
Number two.
Question number two today, gentlemen. After the top two quarterbacks in this draft, who is the top quarterback on your board for the Browns?
Boy, I really don't like the pickings here, but I guess I'll go Hundley because people that watch a lot more film than I do say that he improved over the season as far as getting rid of the ball. He worries me that he holds the ball too long and really locks in on one receiver, but I think his upside is the best, so I'll go with Hundley.
As much as I'd like to say Hundley, I've kind of changed my mind since I got to see Bryce Petty at the Combine. I don't think he's ready to start right now. I don't think he's the fix, you know, in the next year or two. But in that Garoppolo role behind whether it be McCown and Manziel, I think he's just big and physical. And to me, he embodies the AFC North. And, you know, at a third or fourth round pick, to have him bide his time here in Cleveland would be a nice pick.
So I'm not going to say either one of those guys. I think those are the most likely guys to come out and to be that third quarterback taken. I don't know that that's the right pick for the Browns because I think they're both spread quarterbacks. I think that they've got some issues. One guy that I want to say that I think is worth taking a look at, and it would be later, and he's very interesting. I actually just started watching a little bit of tape on him. Colorado State Pueblo's quarterback, Chris Bonner. Big size, big arm. Somebody, and he's pretty accurate. I think he's a guy that could go later in the draft, but don't be surprised if his name is one that starts to get a little bit more pub as things go along. Darnell Jeremiah actually just tweeted about him today. He's somebody that I like. I'm not a huge Garrett Grayson guy. I think he's got limited arm strength, and I think his throwing motion is too elongated for the National Football League. Petty's got an adjustment. Petty's got all the tools, but Petty's is in many ways a younger Brandon Whedon without an arm that's quite as good or quite as prolific. So that kind of quarterback, it's a tough transition in the NFL. So that would be kind of my little just dark horse candidate there.
Number three.
Question number three today, guys. Circus is getting rid of the elephants. The Barnum and Bailey Circus getting rid of the elephants. Agree or disagree with the decision?
I could really care less.
Come on, man. You go to the circus to see the elephants.
No,
don't
I go to the circus to leave. Call me an elitist, but the circus is for the chumps, and it smells, and it's gross. And
for chumps.
Your kids,
the circus
your kids do
chumps.
Not have a good life, do they?
You
the
know
what?
It's
for chumps.
I'll spoil my kids a lot, but they're not going to the circus with me.
It is kind of a ripoff.
I'm going to say, you know, I agree with it because I'm all for animal rights and all that great stuff. I'm not a part of PETA. I'm not going to say that.
Oh,
I own
Oprah.
Leather.
People eating tasty animals?
I love tasty animals. That the bison meat that Casey Kulis is on is
good
stuff.
Oh, man. So lean.
But you know what? I think that Barnum & Bailey's has marketed the circus with elephants as a part of their emblem forever or like their lead. And so it'll be very difficult to go see the circus. I know if I go I have not taken my kids. I know my wife has. They always come out saying,
haven't
what
you
was
seen
your favorite
Dumbo,
part?
Man?
Yeah, I have. But
they weren't nice to the elephants in Dumbo.
I know, but that one, they found the one that could fly.
That's right.
So I don't agree with it. I agree to disagree.
Did you just disagree with yourself?
Wilhelm just had a conversation with himself. All I need now is Wilhelm to answer that third
Is anybody else out there listening?
That was like my mom has had many conversations.
It's that Ohio State degree.
It is. That was fantastic. So the circus is getting rid of the elephants, so I agree. Yes, animal cruelty, not for it, and I know they were treated pretty badly. What's your favorite thing to see at the circus? First of all, I hate clowns, so they can get rid of clowns, too. They're creepy. There is something wrong with clowns and clownness. Bozo the clown.
I used to watch Bozo as a kid.
Fizbo the clown from Modern Family, not a fan of his either. So my favorite thing to see at the circus is I recollect as a little kid because I have not taken my kids to the circus either. Or two, one.
You're elitist from the southeast.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't say it was for chumps.
Insiders, man.
I didn't say it was for chumps.
Your actions speak louder than your words.
So what I liked the trapeze because that took some serious skill and there's some serious risk to flying trapeze. And I remember from my childhood going to see the circus at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, as it was known at the time, where the Warriors played back in the Run TMC days, and they would have these like cage balls, I want to say, and
the
motorcycles
would be
in there, and they'd be like doing like loop-de-loop. It was nuts. So that's what I remember.
That's my favorite thing, the motorcycles in the cage, man. You get like 7 or 8 of them going.
Yeah, and it's loud.
Heck yeah.
The chumps love it.
I know why the kid can't go. He's got curfew.
Touché.
Touché.
Shots fired. Man down.
Number four.
What is the number four today? We were talking about it yesterday. You know, it's winter. You like to get out. I'm a big wing guy. Love wings.
No surprise.
That's funny. Why don't you go eat your bison meat?
I will.
Best place to go for
with
wings.
My wing sauce.
Best place to go for wings in Cleveland is what
is
I
Is it
assume.
Cleveland or anywhere?
We'll start with Cleveland and then we'll go anywhere. How about that?
Well, the best place in Cleveland, I think, is the Winking Lizard. You know, they really have done it for years. They know what they're doing. I love the barbecued wings at the Lizard. The best place that I've ever had wings is this place in Chautauqua, New York. I believe it's called the Casino or something like that. Haven't been there for many years, but
is it a casino?
No, it's not a casino. But
do they serve clams? Casino?
They serve wings, my friends.
Interesting name. Why is it called Casino?
I haven't been there in about 15 years. I just remember.
But in your recollection, do you remember why it was called Casino?
No, I was all excited.
Slot machine somewhere.
Someone said to me, "We're going to the casino." I'm like, "They got gambling here?" And you know me, I started getting all excited. They're like, "No, it's just wings."
Started to sweat.
I did start
both from the wings and the gambling.
Yeah, more from the gambling.
I'm going to go with, moving to Westlake in the last 6 months, a place called Mitchell's Tavern. It's a little hole in the wall.
Phenomenal.
It's not a chain. It's just a great place for wings, good sauce, homemade sauces. So I'm going to go Mitchell's Tavern.
Where is it?
Westlake, Center Ridge.
That's okay. West Side.
Yeah, elitist. West Side elitist.
Yes. Dude, Mitchell's is anything but elitist.
All right, Gibbs, what you got?
Place right around the corner from me in Olmsted Falls. It's called the Trolley House.
I saw you tweet about that yesterday.
Total dump of a bar. God love it. It's a fantastic place, and the wings are amazing. Big, big fan of the wings. And they're homemade. They do this trolley sauce where they take every sauce on the menu and combine it into one.
Ugh.
And add some other stuff. Oh, my God, it's phenomenal. It's
sounds
hot.
Like the old garbage burger spice. That you ever have the garbage burger at, I think it was called, I forget now, I forget the name of it. There's a place that had the garbage burger. It was like $17. A man named Wiley used to throw it down pretty regularly.
I do like the Winking Lizard, though, and the tour of beers. I have.
Oh, the Lizard is so strong.
I've done two tours.
I'm going to give a shout out to my buddy's establishment right here in Berea, Scoundrels, for some tasty wings.
Right down the street.
Right down the street here in Berea. So go to Scoundrels. Nationally, the best wing I ever had, I have the T-shirt still. At Bar Bill Tavern in New York for Buffalo, when we actually were in Buffalo. They have the biggest, meatiest wings, and they have all kinds of great sauces, and they're good. If you had to have one wing sauce only, you're only allowed to have one kind of wing sauce, what would you say?
I want hot.
Just hot, traditional wing sauce.
Give me the
wing
hot
sauce.
Wings.
No. I don't do hot all that well because my nose starts to run and I start to sweat.
Little guy needs a napkin to wipe his forehead.
That's right, but I do. But I love a great barbecue.
Good
is your
barbecue.
Wife making
right.
you your Kiet. Peanut butter and jelly on the way home?
Yes.
Wing sauce.
Wing sauce? Barbecue.
Barbecue. I like the spicy sesame
barbecue's
at the Lizard.
Messy.
It's pretty good.
What about
By the way,
rubs? Anybody into the dry rubs?
I don't mind a good,
dry rub.
Panini's
got
some
great wings. What's like a cheesy Parmesan?
Yes, the garlic parm.
Yeah, garlic parm.
Oh.
Bro Caven, very big fan of what we're doing right now. He tweets, WTF, get back to football, please. It's the Friday forecast, man. You never know where Gibbs is going. This is take your questions up.
Hey,
with
we're
Gibbs.
Talking elephants. We're talking wings. We talked a little football already.
But now, now we got to get our own little forecast questions, and I'm going to start. Will Tiger Woods win a golf tournament ever again on
yes.
the PGA Tour?
Yes.
On the
yes.
PGA Tour.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
No. He's broke mentally, physically broken. He's got the yips.
All right, let's get to a more important question.
New kids on Knobloch. Steve Sachs.
Who you taking, and this is going to be a grudge match between you and I, first round, Russ versus Steph Curry. That's Steph Curry's worst nightmare. I'm taking Russ.
You're saying if the Thunder and the Warriors match up in the first round, who's winning that series?
Yes.
Right now you're taking the Thunder?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go Warriors.
I'm going Thunder.
I'm
going
to go Thunder, too.
Really? Yeah.
Thunder are playing well, man.
Russ Westbrook's the – how's he not
he
the MVP?
MVP.
The guy played with a dent in his face. I mean, how do you not love that guy? I can't believe that people, like, criticize him and don't like him.
Because he's a you know what?
Oh, he's the best. I love the guy.
All right. Here's my question. Do you guys believe that Ronda Rousey could beat a man in an MMA fight?
Of course.
If I'm the man, yes.
No, it has to – it would be a fighter.
A pro fighter,
it would
yes.
be a pro fighter yes. at her same weight class. Could Ronda Rousey beat her?
Yes.
Or beat them?
Yes.
No,
I think yes.
Wait,
Gibbs?
What's the question? Sorry.
Ronda Rousey
beat a UFC fighter in her weight class. It's a man.
No.
I think it's possible. It's pretty good.
Because
it's all about submissions. If you just get caught, you can
yeah, but
you
he
can
knows submissions
out.
Too, and he's
yeah,
submitting
so a lot
a girl.
Of all these guys, so they all know submissions are getting no submitted. Chance. If you just get on the arm, it's just leverage. She can
yeah,
Ronda right
Rousey is one bad mother, but
let me tell you this.
No way.
All right, here's a Russell Westbrook set. You guys are so sexist. Russell Westbrook set. Only two other guys have ever averaged 27, 7, and 8 with a 30-plus PER, and that's 89 Michael Jordan and 2010 LeBron James, and that's what Russell Westbrook's doing this year. It's not bad company.
MVP, baby.
I've got one more quick question.
Yeah.
Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Who wins?
Yes.
I really want it to be Mayweather.
It's got to be Mayweather, right?
No.
I think that this a lot of people are taking because they like to take
like the
underdog.
Odds. Yeah.
They like the odds. They're taking. What I understand is that Pacquiao's style creates
a
problem.
He's a lefty
for Mayweather.
He's a lefty. I'm going Pac-Man simply because Floyd Mayweather needs to get humbled, regardless of how much money he has or will make off this.
Well,
fight.
What I heard is there's an automatic rematch in it for the same amount of money. So I have a feeling that this is going to find it. They're going to find a way to go 1-1 conveniently and then have the third fight be like the real fight.
And they're going
to
make $750 million.
Yeah.
How sick is it to you that Mayweather, a convicted wife beater, makes hundreds and millions of dollars?
He's got a skill set that people will pay to see. It doesn't what difference? But maybe he's rehabilitated.
I mean, he's
whether he uses it on a man or a woman, people don't seem to matter.
Nobody
Mike Tyson
was.
That.
Mike Tyson not said. Mike Tyson is quoted because I remember when I was in high school, I wrote an article about domestic violence among athletes, and Mike Tyson had a quote saying the best punch he ever landed was on Robin Givens. How do you laugh at that?
Well, it's
that's
funny
horrific.
To hear. It's horrible. It's funny to hear though.
It's not funny. It's
not
bad.
Good, but
just
it's
saying.
Funny to hear. I mean, the way he sounded, it sounds funny. But that's my point is people forget that Mayweather, I mean, he's like
Robert Parrish. Remember the Chief? Like a lot of these, there's a lot of this. In
Warren
the
Moon.
Warren Moon, yeah. A lot of it. Jimmy Superfly Snuka supposedly led to a woman's demise. There's a lot of it out there. It's not good. No more. It shouldn't be tolerated. I don't know why, but I think people are willing to overlook in the society if you have a skill set that they want to see or pay to see. And that's clearly the case with Money Mayweather. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.